news came out in the month of, I think it was about February, that the Nebraska State, the Eight-Man Association, was releasing their Hall of Fame coaches and players and teams. They do this every single year, and they always honor them during the month of June at their football game. And they have, I think, a banquet and stuff like that. And we got two very recognizable names on that list, a couple of great players back in the day, and Taylor Dixon, Juanita Palisade, who's in studios, and Shannon Messersmith, Hey Center Days. So we'll get a chance to talk to Shannon later. But Taylor, when you heard the news, when they let you know, or I guess how they called you, didn't they?
Sure. Yep. Yep. I got a call from Bob McAvoy, who I believe is a coach and administrator at Clarkson High School, and he has a big role in the Nebraska Eight-Man Coaches, the Football Coaches Association, and gave me a call and said that I was being extended an invite to be inducted into the Nebraska Eight-Man Football High School Hall of Fame, and definitely was not expecting it, you know, coming, what has it been, since 2008 when I graduated, that long after. It's something you don't think about, and when it comes up, it was a good surprise, and I've felt very honored and to get to represent Southwest Nebraska and be recognized, and I'm excited for the Hastings-Saratoga game here in June coming up. So
get a chance to go down there, watch the game, be honored. They have a little banquet, too, they get together?
Yeah, they have a little get-together before the game. Kind of, I guess they at the Hastings College, they have the wall, the Hall of Fame there at the college, and get to show us the plaques and get our families together, and then I guess we'll be recognized at halftime of that All-Star game too. So
that'll be a fun time.
Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah.
Well, you might not think you deserve to get in, but by gosh, everybody looks at your stats and what you did in high school. By gosh, you have the numbers. What I got them right in front of me: 3 1,000-yard seasons, 4 consecutive playoff appearances. I think your best year was your junior year.
That's
in semi.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right. Yep.
Uh-huh. And boy, lots of tough one against Overton in that semis. So overall, I think the numbers fit. You definitely belong in this class.
Well, we had some really successful teams those years. I was fortunate to make the playoffs with Winnie Palisade for 4 years. And when you get to play that many games, I guess the stats look good. And I had a lot of great, really great coaches, teammates, and support staff. And, you know, this recognition doesn't happen without a lot of help and a lot of games won. We did that, so that's what I'm proud of all this. So
coaches back in the day, to refresh my memory.
Well, to begin my high school careers, Charles Isom, Rick Einspire, Roger Lawhead, and then when Charles Isom left got rid of his coaching duties, then Randy Guyer came in. Yep, he would have been there, I believe, just my junior and senior year as the head coach.
Of course, Coach Guyer and Coach Frex are still doing it today, kind of the co-head coaches. He's never going to retire. Never. He's going to do it until he's 100.
It's in his blood. Coach Guyer is a very good football coach and very successful, and he's been a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, Juanita Palisade is lucky to have him still. So.
So of the years in your high school career, what is there one that stands out? You're a junior, senior, one stands out over the other?
Well, going as far as we did, the semifinals my junior year is obviously very memorable, and it's interesting. Two of the other inductees from the class, Justin Swedberg from Axtell, and then Lance Thurrell from Loomis, we got to play both of those teams my junior year in the playoffs, and we did win against both those teams, and those two guys were some of the toughest players. I mean, Justin Swedberg was probably the best linebacker we ended up ever playing against. And next, another one in that conversation is my brother-in-law, Matt Goll from Hay Center. Really some of the toughest guys we've ever played against. And I remember trying to tackle Lance Thurrell in Loomis when we played them. And just, you know, there's players that were just they're playing above their weight class and being in class D1. So, but yeah, that junior year was awesome. I broke my thumb earlier in that season in the second game. So I was in a cast, and so my role kind of switched. I played fullback and some running back, and we had a great team, and A lot of good memorable wins, and of course the loss to Overton, which was tough. They ended up winning the championship, and gosh, they were huge. So big dudes. So it's funny. It's nice to get this recognition, but it's even more fun to think back and about those times and the games and the memories. Yeah,
great stories forever and ever.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
You'll have a couple of those guys, as you said, down there.
Yes.
Sorry, do you ever see those other guys, Lance Ferrell, and those guys ever out and about?
I've talked to him occasionally because he's still in that Loomis area, mm-hmm. and I texted Justin Swedberg to congratulate him as well. So just occasionally, I don't get to run into him very often, though. So
you had great teammates too, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, everybody remembers my junior year, our basketball team winning the state championship, and a lot of those guys were just as good on the gridiron. You know, Andrew Isom and Trevor and Russell Ridlin, and we had some good linemen too, and one of our best linebackers on those teams was Cody Fanning, mm-hmm. who one of my good friends that had passed away and played football at Doane College, you know. So it's fun to think about all those players, Jake Smith, Christopher Crowell, you know. So we put together a good team and built it over a long time. So
you guys are pretty good all sports, not only football, but good basketball, as you said, track and field in the springtime too.
Right. Yeah, we had success and sent a lot of people to the state track meet. And yeah, it's good memories to think about all those. So yeah,
great years. And of course, folks don't know, Taylor went on to be a Husker and everything. That I'm sure you get people still asking about that too, don't they?
right. Yeah. I think about how long ago that was too. I graduated in December of 2012, and there's been a few coaches come and go from the Huskers, and a lot of changes and stuff. And I think about how good we had it back then too. You know, winning 9 or 10 games a year. And gosh, wish we could go back to those days. So,
but you wouldn't. You don't regret any of those decisions. You'd do it again, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was. I put in 5 seasons, 4.5 years to walk on for the Huskers, and I learned a lot of life skills that I may not have learned that I went to a different college or something like that. So I have no regrets. I lettered my senior year and. Got that experience of playing on Tom Osborne Field Memorial Stadium, and yeah, that's something that I will cherish for the rest of my life.
Because I'm sure you were getting mail by the gobs with other schools around wanting you to go to play for them.
Yeah, I looked at some other options and stuff, mm-hmm. and went and took visits at Fort Hays and Hastings, mm-hmm. and Doane and Shadron, and Shadron's where I would have went had I not gone to the university, and but I think it would have been good experience regardless of where I went, but ultimately I made the right decision. I mean, you can't pass up a childhood dream like that, right. to go play for the Huskers. So there's lots of people in the state that have aspirations to do that. I feel very lucky that I had that chance. So,
okay, when Shannon Messersmith played, I mean, you're going back to the 80s because he was kind of the back when I graduated in the late 80s. How old would you have been?
I was born in 1989, so that
you weren't quite. No, you hadn't come along yet.
I'll tell you, I'm pretty sure Shannon officiated some high school basketball games that I played in. I remember that, and I think a couple times, you know, after college, I came back and officiated basketball and football, and I think I had a couple games where I got to ref with Shannon. So he probably taught me a few things. I don't know if it was good or bad, but
I'm sure back in the days, Juanita Palisade Hayes Center.
Yeah,
had some battles, didn't they?
Oh, definitely. We went back and forth to having each other's numbers, you know, for basketball and football. But yeah, it's a rivalry that will live on forever. So yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming by. It's going to be fun when the time comes in June to go down to Hastings, be a part of all this, and a great class. Boy, there's a lot of big names, right. I'm sure, that you followed over the years in 8-man football.
Right. I looked at some of that list and was like, I feel honored, but there's some people that were very notorious, and the coach from Howells, is it Mike Spires?
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he is right there at the very top of the list. And a lot of those players, you know, even being on the east side of Nebraska, out west, you still heard about them. Right. So they're very prolific. And then I actually got to, when I officiated football, got to we did a game at Bertrand. Steve Colfack is on that list too, right? Mm-hmm. And so I got to officiate some of their games and see how he coached firsthand and everything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah.
Gretchen, wife Gretchen, your family's growing, right?
Yeah, growing. Yeah, we have another baby on the ground, and he's doing good. And so we're up to three and trying to contribute to the McCook Bison School District and sports, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to think about that, for her to come back home and us to get back to Southwest Nebraska and raise our kids here. So
thank you very much for coming in. Have a fun time when the time comes in June, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Rich.